There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, it's tax time, and we spend way, way too much money on taxes. Don't get me started there, all right? But as your radio doc, it's my job to help save you guys some money. All right. And many of you guys have been spending money on a variety of things. I mean, you wouldn't even imagine that could actually be written off. Now, some of you are like, no, you got to spend a lot on your medical expenses in order to write things off. Well, you got a point. OK, we talked about your adjusted gross income year after year. We talk about, for example, OK, after December 31, 2012. All right, there was a new law saying you could deduct only the amount of your total medical expenses that exceeded 10% of your adjusted gross income, or 7.5% if you or your spouse are older than 65. Okay, so if you make, let's say, I don't know, $50,000 a year, you could only deduct medical expenses that exceed over $5,000. All right, and so that's a lot. Okay, I mean, if your medical, that's a lot, but think about it. A lot of us now, over the past couple of years, have had real high deductibles. Okay, you know, my family's deductible now is $7,500. Some of you guys have $10,000 deductibles. So if any of you guys had surgery or some sort of heart attack or birth of a kid, that could possibly already now put you into the in line for that. All right. Apparently, there is a 7.5% limitation, which is a temporary exemption starting January 1, 2013 to December 31, 2016 for individuals 65 and older for their spouses. So the 7.5% is new. So if you're older, then I guess if you made $100,000, if you spent more than $7,500, or if you made $50,000, you spent more than $3,500, you could start to deduct. So what sort of things could we be looking at that you could deduct? Well, first, before we get into that, because a lot of you guys are like, well, you know what, I got a massage, can I deduct that? No, you got to be really careful with some of those. Really quickly, some of you will say, well, what about, you know, who I take care of? All right. I mean, you know, what about, okay, so spouse, obviously, you can include medical expenses you paid for your spouse. Again, as long as the income is looked at as combined, you see? So, again, I'm not an accountant. So you guys are going to need an accountant to figure this out. Okay? What about dependents? You can include medical expenses you paid for your dependent. All right? The person must have been your dependent either at the time the medical expenses were provided or at the time you paid the expenses. So you can't say, you know what, my mom got sick, God forbid. She got sick, so we moved her out here, and then we took care of her. No, that doesn't count. It has to be somebody who you are already taking care of that you do, okay? Qualifying child, qualifying relative, we'll go over. If the person was a U.S. citizen or national or a resident of the United States, Canada, or Mexico, if your qualifying child was adopted, they said you can include medical expenses you paid for an individual that would have been your dependent, except, I guess, if they made more, like, gross income, more than, like, $3,900 that year, if they filed a joint return. Again, these are things that you need to kind of look at with your accountant. What makes a qualifying child? Well, your son, your daughter, your stepchild, your foster child, brother, sister, stepbrother, stepsister, half-brother, half-sister, or a descendant that you are taking care of if they were under the age of 19 at the end of 2014 and younger than you, okay? So I can't write off anything for my older brother. Well, I don't have an older brother, or my older sister, okay? If they were under the age of 24 at the end of 2014, a full-time student and younger than you, or your spouse, if you're filing jointly. Okay, so some of you guys, what was that? Was there some movie or some show where somebody wanted to get out of taxes by marrying a, I'm trying to think what it was. It was a really, really famous show where they ended up marrying somebody that was way younger than them. And I forget. Anyway. Okay, any age and permanently and totally disabled, that could be a qualifying child if they lived with you for more than half of 2014. You couldn't have somebody move in December 31st and count them. Okay? And then, of course, adopted child, legally adopted child. Qualifying relative could be, like we talked about, even a father, mother, ancestor, or sibling, all right, that you had to have supported over half of 2014. Okay, and then let's take a look at what's included. All right, so some of you guys have been fighting alcoholism. You could write that off. Medical expenses you pay for inpatient treatment or a therapeutic center, including meals, lodging. So let's say you decide to go to a treatment, your gas. How many of you guys are keeping up on your gas receipts and your mileage? We're going to talk about that. If you had an abortion, you could include the medical expenses, and those you could put that in, and those are tax deductible. Acupuncture. Going to the publication P502 may help you, because we're not going to be able to have time to get through all of it. We're going to go a little bit deeper into it, but let's say you needed to call an ambulance. So you called an ambulance, the ambulance came and picked you up, save that receipt. Artificial limbs, artificial teeth, dentures. All right. A lot of you guys don't think a lot of dental expenses could be used. They can. Many of you guys have been getting bandages. You'll go to Walmart or Target, you'll pick up bandages and Band-Aids. Those things add up, and they could count. If you start to collect all these little things, let's say you had a wound, and the doctor said, okay, fine, you just have to change the dressing, change the bandages every day for the next week or two, and then come and see me next week. Those bandages, your betadine, anything you used to take care of a wound, medical expense. Birth control pills. You can include in medical expenses the amount you paid for birth control. Now remember, for those who kind of joining in late, this does not mean, okay, that the government is paying for your abortion or birth control pills or your bandages or your dentures. What this is anything that you had to pay. Even though birth control was supposed to be free under Obamacare, if you paid for a type of birth control that wasn't free, you save that receipt. See what I mean? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Sally.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, I got taxes on my mind because we are meeting with our accountant. You know, I find it really frustrating that I have to use an accountant. You know, I would just love to. I mean, I'm good with numbers. I'm very good with numbers. I love working with numbers and filling in the little boxes. I get very excited by a tax form. I do. You put in this box and you put in another box and you add it up and you add up the numbers, etc. So I'm not excited about paying taxes by any means. But, I mean, I love adding machines and calculators and all that. I love that stuff. Unfortunately, I just don't understand the whole tax codes and the tax laws, and I just really don't get it. And I don't know why the system has to be so bad. Why don't you just let us write down what we made? Everybody gets taxed the same percentage. So the more you make, the more you're taxed, but it's all an even percentage. everybody then basically shares the weight, and you don't have to sit here and go, well, gosh, you know, did I spend money on bandages? Did I spend money on this? You know, I think that would be easier. But unfortunately, with our current tax code, you know, here I am to help you guys out for your 2014 tax return going through Publication 502, which, I mean, may save you some money. So we talked about how your artificial teeth, your dentures could be tax deductible, bandages and stuff. If you had any body scans, some of you that need Braille books or magazines, all right? You may want to even look at if you have an autistic child and there's certain educational materials that may be tax deductible. Check with your accountant, of course. Breast pumps and supplies for lactation. Let's say you had breast reconstruction surgery. You got to be very careful. Okay? Just having cosmetic surgery may not be covered, but breast reconstruction for cancer can be. And remember, we're talking about your adjusted gross income, 10% of that, or 7.5%. What you spend on your medical after that, it's all deductible. Now, again, to hit 10% of your AGI could be a lot, but for those of you making $50,000 a year, after you hit $5,000 from a surgery, etc., which is devastating, if you spent $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 on stuff, and then you realize, yeah, you know, I bought some bandages and the gas spent and the mileage and things like that, that adds up. Another thing a lot of you guys forget to write off is your capital expense on what you do to the house for home improvement. Okay, they say amount you pay for operation and upkeep can be counted as medical expenses if the main reason is for medical care. So, like, let's say, for example, you have a person with a disability. So you need to install plumbing fixtures and change out the shower, etc. That stuff is all tax deductible, okay? You know, let's say you have to install a porch lift. Maybe you need to widen a doorway. Maybe you want to put railings in the bathroom. Maybe you want to change the kitchen cabinets. And you want to lower or modify the kitchen cabinets. You know, the funny thing is, a lot of them are like, you know, Dahlia, I don't have a disability, so, you know, I'm not going to, you know, press it. It's a gray area, et cetera. I don't want anybody to do any gray areas. You go to your accountant, you figure out what is, you know, a legal deduction or not. But what kills me is how a lot of you guys make changes and you don't realize you're doing it for medical. Okay, like, for example, I already notice that I only work with certain drawers in my house. And there are certain cabinets and certain things I just don't go to because I can't reach, I can't lift, or it hurts if I have to kneel. So if you start to notice that you're like, you know what, I don't really ever use these drawers. I only use the ones that are at waist level because I, you know, have arthritis and this and that, you know. If you have a documented medical condition and you have had to make modifications because you're noticing that you can't do what you need to do, that could actually be tax deductible. A lot of you guys have done home improvements and you don't realize some of these home improvements you've done is because of that. You know, I'm wondering if, like, let's say a shower head, I don't know if that would count, but some of you guys are like, you know, I need the heat, I have fibromyalgia, I need to have the, you know, shower head a certain way, so you kind of, you know, play around with the plumbing. Who knows? That could be tax deductible as long as you're doing it for a health reason, okay? Modifying the stairways, etc. Grading the ground. These are things. By the way, one of these days we do need to talk about things you should do around your house to make life easier and to avoid slips and falls, but just not right now because we're working on this. Chiropractor, you could write off. Christian Science practitioner. They say you can include medical expenses and fees for Christian Science practitioner. Contact lenses, crutches, dental treatment. They say you can include in medical expenses the amount you pay for the prevention and alleviation of dental disease. So we're talking sealants, fluoride treatments, x-rays, etc. Right? I take my kids to the dentist. You guys go to the dentist. Add that stuff to your medical expenses. Okay? Let's say I told you to go and get a blood pressure cuff at home or a blood sugar. That counts. Disabled, dependent care, we talked about that. Drug addiction. You can include inpatient treatment and meals and lodging at the center. So, if you are, there for a week, all your meals, the lodging, I mean, don't pick the Ritz-Carlton, but something reasonable, okay? Medicines, eye exam, eyeglasses. How many eyeglasses and contact lenses have you guys gone through? Even the reading glasses, eye surgery, fertility enhancement, all that stuff counts. Let me see here. I don't know about HMO premiums. Look that up. Hearing aids, insurance premiums. They say you can include the medical expenses, insurance premiums you pay for policies that cover medical care. You cannot include the medical expenses, insurance premiums that were paid or what you are claiming a credit or deduction. All right. Again, you'll need to kind of sift through that. Medicare Part D, if you pay for that, you could use that as a medical. Unused sick leave. That you can maybe use. Real quickly, lactation, laboratory fees, lead-based paint removal. You finally get rid of the lead-based paint, and you go through your whole house. That could be tax-deductible. I want to see where we are here with long-term care. We talked about that. There are meals, medical conferences. You can include a medical expenses amount paid for admission and transportation in a medical conference if the medical conference is not a doctor conference where they go and get free pens, which, by the way, you don't even get anymore. We don't even get free pens. But if you are trying to learn about diabetes or cancer and you go to a medical conference, okay, medicines, a prescribed drug, big difference between prescribed drugs and over-the-counter drugs. But you should be able to deduct almost all of your medications. Nursing services, you have somebody take care of your dad, so you have a nurse come in. That, oxygen. Don't forget to write off your oxygen. Physical exam. You can include a medical expenses amount you pay for an annual physical exam and diagnostic tests by a physician. You don't even have to be ill, but a physical exam. Let's say you think you got pregnant, so you go and get a pregnancy kit. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We're talking about medical expenses and things to write off for your medical deductions. If you think you were pregnant, you took a pregnancy test, that counts. Psychiatric care, sterilization. What if you try to stop smoking? Trying to stop smoking works. Psychoanalysis, seeing a psychologist. Telephone. If your telephone that is supposed to be for the hearing impaired, etc., special TTY or TDD equipment, television also. If you have a certain television that helps you for people with hearing disabilities, etc., that counts too. Transportation, you can include bus rides, taxi, train, plane fares, ambulance service, okay? You could also write off, let's say if you have to take your kid, you get to write that off. I'm looking for what it says for gas. There's supposed to be a certain calculation for gas. I'm trying to look at what this is. Parking fees, tolls, you have to get your parking validated. You can't. That costs. Standard medical mile rate is 23.5 cents a mile. Okay? Now, you could go through the mileage rate if you don't want to use gas, oil, that kind of thing. You cannot write off depreciation, insurance, general repair, or maintenance of your car. But you could write off 23.5 cents a mile. So for every 4 miles, it takes you to go to your doctor or the lab or the imaging place. That's a buck. So imagine how that adds up. 23.5 cents a mile. That's higher than it's been. All right? Tuition, vasectomy. You can include vasectomy, weight loss programs. All right? You cannot do gym, health club, spa. But if your doctor says they want you to do a weight loss program, you may be able to write that off. Trips, of course, you can use $50 a night for each person for your lodging. For your trip, if the parent, $100 a night. X-ray, wheelchair, wigs, etc. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I-
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I want to get to real quickly to some medical stories and some headlines here. But really quickly, Ron wants to know if you are able to write off medical marijuana, marijuana that is obviously for medical use. Right now, the answer to that is no. Double check with your accountant. Because medical marijuana is still not legal under federal law. So if it's legalized by state law, that doesn't necessarily mean it's legalized by federal law. So controlled substances are not taxed deductible. Neither is electrolysis for hair removal for those of us that need to wax. Those of us that want dancing lessons or swimming lessons, no. Hair transplants, no. Drugs from other countries, if you get your medications at from Canada or Mexico, those pharmacies, there's a good chance that those are not tax deductible. Nutritional supplements, health savings accounts, your gym membership, not. Gym membership is not tax deductible. Okay? Maternity clothes, teeth whitening, nope. Doesn't count. So, again, double check with your accountant. All right. Let's real quickly talk about, this was pretty scary here. More than a dozen have been killed in an electrocution accident that happened in Haiti when a carnival float hit a power line, or a power line hit a carnival. They say at least 20 people were killed and more than 40 people injured early today at the end of the second day of Haiti's packed carnival celebration. The deaths occurred, unfortunately, after a packed carnival float transporting fans and members of the hip-hop Creole group Barakat Crew passed underneath a low-hanging power line on the Champ de Mars. People on the scene told journalists that somebody used a pole to move the power line so the float could pass. Unfortunately, you see the electricity striking lead singer's Phantom's microphone with a spark, panic ensuing. Phantom was among those who were injured, but a lot of other people were unfortunately killed. Pretty scary stuff. They're now making the rounds in hospitals to find out how many were injured. Right now they think we're up to 42 people. You know, these electrical shocks are pretty, pretty scary because the electrical energy is far more powerful than you could imagine. And it is going to find a flow. And we talked about lightning strikes, et cetera. And, you know, we talked about how, like, for example, when you're trying to avoid lightning, you know, and you're in a lightning storm and, you know, you can't get to shelter, you want to not be the tallest thing out there. You want to be almost in fetal position or completely prone down on the ground as flat as possible, because when the electricity hits, it is going to catch on to something that's tall, like a tree, etc. All right, man-made objects like electrical appliances, wires, electric circuitry, more common, however, for electric shock. They say about 1,000 people in the U.S. die each year of electrocution. That's ridiculous, and way more than lightning. A lot of times it's on-the-job injuries. So it could depend on the AC current, the DC current, the amount of current, etc. Low voltage electricity, like less than 500 volts, usually does not cause as much significant injury to humans as a high voltage, like over 500 volts. All right? And usually these electric shock injuries need an entrance and an exit because you end up becoming a part of the electrical circuit. So if you see that somebody is a part of a high voltage shock, okay, don't go over and touch him. Call 911 and start getting the ambulance to come, and then you need to shut off the power, okay? Try to go to the power source and stop that. Then, when you know that the power source is done, then, you know, a lot of times you could use a piece of wood, okay, something like that to kind of move. Like, for example, if it's a cord or something, you could use that to kind of knock the cord out of the wall, etc. If you want to test the victim, you could, but then, you know, we're worried about a variety of things. One, their heart not beating. Two, neck injury, etc. So we always recommend that once you know that the power is off and that you are going to not be, unfortunately, at risk of being electrocuted, we then recommend that you immediately get them lying down, and, you know, you want to check for breathing, circulation, etc., the ABCs, and then start CPR. Sometimes these people are going to be in shock, and so you want to make sure that the head is flat on the ground, if not even a little lower than the trunk, because you want blood flow going to the brain. Okay? And then, of course, hopefully 911 will be there. Do not touch a person with your bare hands if they are still in contact with the electrical current. Do not get near the high voltage wires, okay? The power has to be turned off. Stay at least 20 feet away because wires could be jumping and sparking. You may even have to be farther than that. And again, do not move the person with electrical injury unless they're in immediate danger. Like a big scenario is somebody being electrocuted while in the bathtub. Okay, so like remember there was a girl that was in the bathtub. She had her iPhone hooked up to the charger. Okay, you take a piece of wood, knock the charger out of the wall socket, or if it's easier to just turn off the power. Then if you see her slumping into the water and she's not carrying an electrical charge, you got to get her out of the tub. That kind of thing. All right, pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about boron in the first hour. Boron, apparently a very, very important element for our bone. I remember years ago the vitamin commercials would talk about boron. All right? Now, we know magnesium is important, okay? But boron just doesn't really seem to get a lot of publicity. Now, boron is found in vegetables, and it contributes to the health and strength of bones. It fuels our cognitive functions, helps prevent osteopenia and osteoporosis. It preserves our bone density, and it's pretty cool stuff, okay? They recommend intake about 15 to 20 milligrams per adults that are age 18 or more, and then for young kids, 11 to 16. Bananas and almonds, they have about 2.5 milligrams each of boron, all right? Boron. And the researchers provide a list of boron-rich foods like pears, apples, grapes, oranges, bananas, and prunes. And, of course, beans. Beans and legumes very rich in boron, like chickpeas, lentils, avocados, broccoli, nuts, walnuts, almonds. You know how they talk about superfoods? Notice it's the same thing over and over again. Your fruits, your vegetables, your legumes, your avocados, your walnuts, your almonds. So, if you want to help preserve bone density, also don't forget your vitamin D, calcium, magnesium, etc. They also say it can help stimulate metabolism. So, for those of us that are wondering about our metabolism and hormones, etc., maybe boron helps a little bit with the thyroid. So, it definitely is something to get checked out. Whew, boy, I'm getting sleepy. What is wrong? I guess I need some more boron. Maybe this boron is boring. Hey, listen, guys. Listen, guys. We had some issues. My guests couldn't call in. So you're hearing. Look, I have to hit the nutrition. I have to, okay? Okay, you want exciting here? Star Trek. Okay. There is a tricorder now, Star Trek style, certain device. You could hold it to the forehead, and it'll pick up your heart rate, your body temperature, and your respiratory rate. Star Trek cool. Okay? It's called the Xanadu Scout, right? Like Xanadu. It was inspired by Mr. Spock's tricorder in Star Trek, all right? It's supposed to be able to, you know, I guess in Mr. Spock could, like, diagnose, you know, an illness by just holding it to somebody's forehead. You have gonorrhea. But it's a small round device that could pick up your vital signs, heart rate, temperature, etc. It was unveiled at CES last year. The firm behind Xanadu won funding on its crowdfunding site Kickstarter, so it's pretty happy about that. And then it contains a variety of different sensors along the microphone, so blood oxygen level, like your oximetry, heart rate, pulse wave, transmit time. Pretty cool stuff, because that's kind of related to blood pressure, etc. So, I don't know how much it costs. It doesn't say. I don't know. Looks pretty expensive. Yeah, but someone's going to the doctor these days. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Anytime you want to listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show, we have an iPhone app, we have an Android app. You can tune in anytime. Free download. And then GCN Live has a great app as well. If you think The Dr. Dahlia Show is good, yeah, trust me. Trust me, I'm the black sheep in the family. You have got to listen to the other shows on GCN. Great shows. Definitely go to their GCN app. Download those shows. You can listen to some of the most phenomenal radio out there. All right, so bad to the bone. Menopause is very bad for the bones. And now we find out that menopause could last up to 14 years. So women could be dealing with this for over a decade and a half. Are you kidding me? They say the average woman had symptoms for 7 years, okay? And usually we start menopause around 51, okay? But it could be anywhere from late 30s, like me. I started hot flashing in my late 30s to I could even start late, like 54, 55. And some women, they just don't feel nothing. Maybe their periods will stop. But they found half of the women in a large study had uncomfortable, often distressing symptoms for more than 7 years on average. So U.S. experts say greater efforts are needed to find new ways of helping women as menopause, I guess, as hormone replacement therapy right now is only recommended for 5 years maximum. So now we're not keeping women on estrogen lifelong like we used to because we're worried about heart disease, and we're worried about blood clots, and we're worried about breast cancer, etc. So the idea of just keeping a woman on estrogen till she's 90, that's no more. But if we only let you be on estrogen for 5 years, you're going to get the hot flashes and the night sweats and the insomnia and the mood issues and the vaginal dryness and the loss of your bone mass for longer. What do we do? They say the duration of 7.4 years as average highlights the limitations of guidance recommending the short-term hormone therapy and means we need to come up with safe long-term therapies. Now, we live longer than we used to. So when a woman turns 50, okay, now remember, Brad Pitt's supposed to be turning 50 soon, okay? And he looks like he has a lot of decades left. So in the olden days, a woman in her 50s was grandma, almost great-grandma, and we thought she was old, and not anymore, okay? We're still in our prime if we're getting close to that, okay? I'm 43. I would hate to think that's all over when I'm 50. So now that women are living well into their 80s, look at Joan Rivers, who could have even lived longer if it wasn't for what happened at the endoscopy center, and we don't know how much longer, but still, she was so vibrant and healthy when she went in. We're seeing people live longer. Lifespan is definitely extending to the 80s. So what are we supposed to do in our 50s? We got 30 more years to go. They say half of the women were only affected with the menopause symptoms less, other half longer, and some even up to 14 years. They say African-American women and Hispanic women experience hot flashes longer than white or Asian women. And the earlier the hot flashes started, the longer they lasted. For women who got hot flashes before they stopped menstruating, they were likely to continue for years after menopause. That would be me. Okay, longer for women whose symptoms only began when their periods stopped. 1 in 8 began getting hot flashes while still having regular periods. And what causes the hot flash? Well, it doesn't have to be just low estrogen. It could be the drop in the estrogen. A lot of you will say, well, I'm getting hot flashes, so Dahlia, run my estrogen levels. Well, your estrogen levels look fine. Or I check your FSH, LH to see if you're still, ovulating per se, if the hormones are still doing what they're supposed to when they are. So I go, I don't understand why I'm hot flashing. And maybe it's not hot flashing. Maybe it's another type of flushing disorder. Maybe it's a thyroid issue, etc. But you will have these vasomotor responses and these symptoms as you're starting to drop. And so as you're starting to, have a drop, that sometimes you just can't quantitate. So, you get the blood vessels dilation, you get increased blood flow to the head and neck. Then because of vasodilation and blood is warm, 98.6, you start to then sweat, etc. Disrupt sleep. A lot of you guys have lack of sleep. It is not fun. So something to think about. I don't know what we need to do, but we got to come up with something. Chocolate. Chocolate makes everything better. They say chocolate can lower high blood pressure. Yes, it can. Eating a chunk or two of chocolate a day may reduce high blood pressure. They are doing a trial now looking at 120 men and women with high blood pressure who are given 10 grams of extra dark chocolate and a drink containing 2.5 grams of cocoa powder. Again, the extra dark chocolate is not tasty. I like milk chocolate better, but, you know. Anyway, researchers from Boston University will then measure blood pressure as well as artery stiffness, which is a marker of heart risk disease. Now, remember, certain ethnicities have stiffer arteries than others, which is why when we choose a blood pressure medication, we need to choose one that's right for the demographic. And when the artery starts to stiffen, then your heart is beating against a stiffer pipe. Now the blood pressure is high. Now, chocolate has antioxidants, polyphenols. The more the dark chocolate, the better the polyphenols. This could then relax arteries. So that would be some pretty cool stuff if they could figure that out. Although, like I said, the problem is the chocolate I want. You know, now they say maybe they'll make a chocolate pill. That I don't get. Why would anybody ask for a pill form? That's like a suppository type of thing. Why would anybody do that when they could actually just eat the chocolate? It should be pretty yummy stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of our moms smoked when they were pregnant with us. Well, for those of us women whose moms did that, we may be 2 to 3 times more likely to develop diabetes. The finding looked at 1,800 women whose mothers had been participants in an earlier study. All the moms received obstetric care in San Francisco between 59 and 67, and it was initially launched to explore breast cancer risk, so no sons were included in the analysis. But the findings had found that if moms smoked, you saw a 2 to 3 increase for, I guess, obesity, and then risk factor, obviously, for diabetes. So, you know, for those of you women that still smoke, which I don't understand how you could still do it, because I'm sure people start throwing stuff at you in the street, don't be doing that. It hurts the baby, not only the lungs, but definitely puts them at risk for obesity and diabetes. So I blame my big butt then on my mom smoking. I don't know how much she smoked. She never really said. But again, that was what she was pregnant with me in the early 1970s. So what do you think? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We said goodbye to Leslie Gore. Remember, It's My Party, that one? You know, and I'll cry if I want to. Unfortunately, she died at a hospital in Manhattan young, only 68 years old. She had topped the charts back in 1963 at the age of 16 with her epic song, It's My Party, and then Judy's Turn to Cry, and then also You Don't Own Me. She died when she was, on Monday, 68 years old, died of lung cancer at New York University Langone Medical Center in Manhattan, according to her partner of 33 years, Lois Hassan. You know, when you start to see these teen icons, it kind of sends chills up your spine. Gifted singer and just always just, I mean, you just look at her and you just see youth. And unfortunately, died at 68, still too young. Money problems have been linked to eating disorders in women. You think, according to a new study, experiencing financial difficulties while being a student has more chances of turning a girl into having an eating disorder. Well, not a lot of people don't have money issues when they're, you know, being a student. All right, so for those of us that also have a big butt and want to blame something, we can blame college. Great. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.